أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you may remember, we are talking about the quality of trustworthiness. So far, we have elaborated on the importance of this moral quality, as well as the different functions of this moral attribute. This discussion will be devoted to what is called the opposite of trustworthiness. In other words, decision will be devoted to discussing about betrayal or unfaithfulness. It is morally recommendable to be honest and faithful and to be trustworthy. Likewise, it is very much bad and it is very much hateful to be following the principle of betrayal or to betray anyone else. It is bad to betray your friend, your relatives, and any people. Religiously speaking, it is very bad and it is very much unwanted. We will, inshallah, explain as to why some people resort to betraying others, why they follow the principle of betrayal. And we will also discuss about the different kinds of betrayal or deception. First of all, why should some people follow the principle of betrayal? Why should they betray their friends? According to the investigations made, and according to the researches carried out, there are two important factors that are responsible for this behavior. Firstly, a person will try to betray other people if he is weak in terms of faith. If a person is weak in terms of faith, then he will do all sorts of things, including betraying others. Because if a person believes in God, if a person believes in revelation, he will not betray others. Because Allah the Almighty, His time and again said in His Holy Quran, as well as in other scriptures, that it is very much desirable to be honest, to be faithful and to be trustworthy. And it is very bad to follow the principle of betrayal. So if a person believes in God, and if a person believes in his words, then he will shun such kind of qualities. He will keep disdain from such kind of attributes. But if a person is weak in this connection, if he does not have a firm belief in Allah the Exalted, or if he does not believe in prophecy or in revelation, or say he does not believe in the hereafter, in the day of judgment, what will happen? He will do all kinds of bad things. He will do all kinds of evil things, including betrayal. Because he knows there is no one asking him about his actions. There is no reward or punishment awaiting him. So he is free. He thinks that he is free. He thinks he is not restricted. So as long as he thinks he is free, he will do whatever he desires. He will act as he wishes. His wishes, his desires, his tendencies will be his guide. They will lead him wherever they want. He will not have any intention of his own. He will not have any willpower. He will be a slave in the hand of his desires, in the hand of his whims and wishes. So as a result, a lack of faith in God, or the weakness of faith in God, is a crucial factor that paves the ground for people to betray each other. This is one factor. There is another factor. Somebody might be good in terms of faith. They may have sound faith in Allah the Almighty. They may have sound faith in prophecy. And they may have sound faith in the hereafter. But what is a problem with them is the moral conduct. They have practical problem. They have moral problem. And because of having moral problem, and because of having practical problem, they are deviated from truth, and they resort to things such as betrayal. For example, the problem lies with desire. You are strong in terms of faith, but you have patience, you have desires. In these patience and desires, sometimes overpower you. They gain control over you, and they lead you wherever they please. As far as faith is concerned, you don't have any problem in terms of faith. You accept Allah the Almighty. You accept and you know about his attributes. You accept the chain of prophets. And you also accept the lost of the prophet and the seal of prophet. You accept the day of judgment, you accept all these items. But when it comes to practice, then you have problems. To avoid this kind of problem, you must correct your behavior. You must pay attention to what moral teachers tell you. You pay attention to the advices of the Holy Quran, to the advices made by the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. By doing such kind of things, of course, you can remove the weaknesses and you can take a step towards perfection. The weakness you have in terms of faith, similarly, the weakness which you have in terms of moral behavior, these two kinds of weaknesses are responsible sometimes for this misconduct. And now let's pay a glance at the different kinds of betrayal. Because if we want to avoid betraying others, we must try to know the different kinds in the different categories of betrayal. One prominent kind of betrayal is to betray God and His Prophet. We are supposed to be honest towards God. We are supposed to be faithful to God and to the Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And if we betray Allah, the Exalted, or if we betray the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in such a situation, we will be a deceitful person. We will be among those who betray others. And this is the Holy Quran that says very loudly, Ya ayyuha allazina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa rasul. O you who believe, don't betray Allah or His Messenger. Do not be unfaithful to Allah and the Messenger of Allah. وَتَخُونُوا أَمَانَاتِكُمْ And don't betray the trust of other people or don't betray other people. If you are entrusted with, if they have deposited something with you, you must deliver them back to their owners. So this verse is very clear about betrayal. It tells us not to betray Allah the Exalted, the Holy Prophet, and the Muslims. As far as this verse is concerned, if you pay attention to what commentators have pointed out, you will see that they have related some sort of stories about the cause of the revelation of this verse. According to commentators, this verse was revealed about the Jews of Bani Qurayza. It is said that when Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, put the castle of Bani Qurayza under besiege for more than 20 days, then the Jews that were there presented a suggestion. They said, we will leave Medina provided you lift the besiege. You allow us to go. But the Holy Prophet did not accept their proposal. Maybe because the Holy Prophet knew that they were not truthful. Instead, the Holy Prophet said that you need to accept what Sa'd bin Mu'adh says. Let us appoint Sa'd bin Mu'adh as a judge. And let us listen to his arbitration and to his judgment. Whatever he says, we will accept. The Jews of Bani Qurayza allow us to make consultation. And they consulted with each other. And finally they said that we will talk to Abu Lababa, who was a Muslim and who was with the Holy Prophet. The Holy Prophet sent Abu Lababa. And they talked to him. They said, what should we do? Should we accept the judgment of Sa'd bin Mu'adh? Or should we take some other courses? Abu Lababa betrayed the Holy Prophet. He said, if you accept the judgment of Sa'd bin Mu'adh, all of you will be killed. But before he came back and before he met the Holy Prophet, this verse was revealed. And this verse informed the Holy Prophet of what Abu Lababa did. Abu Lababa later became very much angry. And he regretted because of what he did. And he repented very seriously. And God also accepted his repentance. But you see, what he did was an example of betrayal. If you disclose a secret that belongs to the Holy Prophet, that belongs to the Muslim army, it is an example of betrayal. So if such kind of violations take place, then there should be repentance, as Abu Lababa did. Otherwise, you must wait for the wrath of Allah the Almighty. The second kind of betrayal is the betrayal of other people. They might have entrusted you with their things. Now you're supposed to deliver their things back to them. If you deliver their things back to them, then you are a faithful person. You are a trustworthy person. But if you make use of them, or if you bring some alteration in them, then you are not a trustworthy person. So, firstly, we must not betray Allah and the Holy Prophet. How can we be faithful to Allah? If you are honest and if you are faithful to the religion of Allah, then you have not betrayed Allah. But if you do not obey the religion of Allah, or if you change the religion of Allah, then you are actually betraying Allah. Similarly, we should not betray the Holy Prophet. How can we betray the Holy Prophet? If you change the conduct of the Holy Prophet, if you change the tradition of the Holy Prophet, then you betray the Holy Prophet. But if you keep them intact, and if you do not bring any alteration, if you do not introduce any alteration in them, then you are an honest person. You are a faithful person. Similarly, we must be honest towards each other. We must be faithful towards each other. If you are entrusted with something, then deliver the trust back to their owners and do not possess them and do not misuse them and do not exploit them. And that there is still another kind of betrayal that is also very much important, and we must pay attention to it. We must be faithful towards our own selves. It is very much important. Be honest towards your own selves. Do not betray your own selves. Do not deceive your own selves. How can we deceive our own selves? Let me explain it further. You see, God has given us different organs, as I mentioned before. God has given us hands. God has given us eyesight. God has given us the sense of smell, the sense of touch, the sense of hearing, and numerous other blessings. God has also told us how to make use of these organs and these senses. Now, if we use all these organs properly in a manner that serves Allah the Almighty, then we are honest, we are faithful, we are trustworthy. God will give us the rewards on the Day of Judgment. But if we misuse these organs, instead of using our organs in a proper manner, if we use them in an incorrect way, then of course we will face the wrath of Allah. For example, God has given us eyesight. We can use our vision in different ways. You can use your vision in order to see the world, in order to see the beauty of the world, in order to see the signs, in the different signs of the Creator. Look at the sky, how beautiful it is. Look at the shining sun, and look at the tiny stars. All these are the different signs of God, and they tell us that there is a Creator. Look at the mountains, look at the valleys, look at the different forests and jungles. All these are the different signs of God. We can look at these signs and we can learn from them some new things that are useful throughout our life. This is the proper usage of the sense of sight. We can also misuse it. If you look through your eyes at something towards which you are not supposed to look, then you are using it in a bad manner. If you look at a female who is a stranger, or if you are intimate towards someone towards whom you should not be so much intimate, so it is all of these are the examples of misusage of the different organs God has given us. So we are supposed, from the Islamic point of view, to use our organs, to use our senses in a manner, in a way that God has told us. If we follow the directions, if we follow the directives presented to us by the infallibles, then we are following the right path and we are really honest and faithful. But if we get deviated from their directions, if we do not put into practice their words, then of course we will be instances of those who are not honest, who are not faithful, and who betray others. So there are different kinds of betrayals. One kind is betrayal of the Prophet, betrayal of God, betrayal of people, and betrayal of our own selves. we must learn all these things and we must try to avoid all these things and we must try to be honest and faithful. And this will be helpful for us throughout our life. Thank you very much.